When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Happy Monday. Happy Memorial Day, May 29th, 2023. Don't thank veterans today. That is on Veterans Day. This is Memorial Day. And this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading and discussing again Luke chapter 22, verse 25 through 27. And it reads, "And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am among you as the one who serves." I just think that this is such an important point for Christians to understand. I want to make it again. And since Jesus told his disciples this almost exact point twice, it seems fitting that we should speak on it twice as well. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 25 through 28, as Christ and his disciples were heading to Jerusalem, he told them, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." What's interesting is in that same passage, Matthew chapter 20, verse 26 and 27, Jesus says, "But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave." The word for servant there in verse 26 is diakonos, which is oftentimes translated servant, but it's also the word used for deacons in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And the word used for slave in verse 27 is the Greek word doulos. Doulos is sometimes translated servant as well, but oftentimes slave, which I think paints the better picture in what Christ is saying. It's like he's really trying to emphasize the level of humility and service we should render to each other. It's like Jesus is trying to say, you should be as servants to one another. No, that's not strong enough. You should be as slaves to one another. Because slaves don't just serve who they like. Slaves serve who they're commanded to serve. And we see Jesus model this level of service, even in washing Judas's feet. Jesus served even the one who would betray him. We are called to be humble servants in this world. Christ is our master, and as slaves of Christ, we're not above our master. He came to serve, and he commands that we serve also.
Yes, that is a commandment to serve one another. That is something we long for among our own children in our home. More than anything, I want them to cheerfully help one another instead of complaining how inconvenient it is for them for whatever reason. It's unloving to not serve one another. And we live in this culture that praises people for independence and success. But that is not the way God wants us to be. He wants us to see our need for community and fellowship because it brings him glory. If we neglect serving each other and say, It's better that the person learns how to be independent. They will have self-confidence and go on and do greater things. But the greater thing here, though, is being humble, not prideful, or encouraging others to be prideful of their own work. We are the body of Christ and we work together, not separate, which feeds ego and pride, taking all the credit and forgetting it is God who gives us gifts and talents. But we are supposed to use those gifts and talents to help others and not just ourselves. So the point here is to allow others to serve you so that they may obey the commandment to serve. So don't steal their joy of serving you. It is a blessing to be a blessing.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 88, verse 1 and 2. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to hear my cry.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 29, verse 11. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.